even in the police force, there is no need to become cynical about human nature. I suppose I am particularly fortunate in that my father, having been a chief superintendent in the City of London, I grew up at the station house in the company of fine, honest coppers who would tell tales of, well, of escorting drunks to neighbouring jurisdictions and then coming back an hour later to find that the drunk had been escorted back into the Metropolitan Police area by a member of the neighbouring constabulary. Imagine the innocent fun in all this. You escort him out, someone else escorts him back. In the course of a night, the drunk would be sobered up by all the walking.
Shh! This could be them.
Who's them, sir? Maisie's suitors?
No, Twitten, the bank robbers.
What?
Oh, I've been looking forward to this. Get your torch ready, Twitten. Right.
Who's there? Police! Police! You're outnumbered! Get him, Twitten! Quick, police! Police!
I've got him, sir! I've got him! Quick, shine the torch!
Don't let go, Twitten!
Oh, Quirky!
Get off me!
I think it's a woman, sir!
I'm warning you!
Gosh, it's Mrs. Groynes, sir!
What?
Let go, sir, it's Mrs. Groynes!
Oh, no! Oh, no! Why is it all so pointless? Oh, Mrs. Groynes!
Sergeant?
Oh, flipping heck, why did it have to be you?
Well, blimey, strike me pink, God help us. Help me up then, dear.
Here you are, Mrs. G.
Well, this is a bit rum, dear, or I'm not playing this tom-tom and smoking this peace pipe.
Let her go, Twitten, and don't follow me. Don't follow me.
Yes, sir. Sorry, Mrs. Groynes. Are you all right, sir?
God, I hate Brighton.
What's going on, dear? What's wrong with the sergeant all of a sudden?
I think he's annoyed because we were expecting a dangerous villain, and then you turned up instead.
Oh, give over? What would a dangerous villain be doing down here at this time of night?
Either leaving a threat for ventriloquist Vince or digging a big hole, or probably both. Digging a big hole and then leaving a threat to Vince not to say anything about it.
You've lost me, dear.
And me?
Really, dear? And you such a notorious clever dick? Well, it was the first time for everything.
Look, this isn't something you need to get involved in, Mrs. G. Better get yourself home. Let's just hope all this commotion hasn't scared off the real bloke.
Well, I hate to say it, but I don't suppose the real bloke is likely to turn up now, is he? The constable did blow his whistle very loudly.
He did, didn't he?
I'd confiscate it if I were you. Oh, well, toodaloo.
Oh, do you need that shovel, Mrs. Groynes?
Shovel, dear? Oh, this. No, dear. I can't think why I brought it.
Top. Let's see.
Ow!
Well, all this standing around jawing won't get the passenger of a craft as invented by Christopher Cockerell into viable commercial production, will it? I'll be off then. See you in the morning, dears.
Good night, Mrs. Groynes.
I'm ever so sorry it was me, dear.
Oh, that's all right. Good night.
Oh! You must have dropped this half brick with a note tied round it, Mrs. Groynes, in the struggle.
Oh, thank you, dear. Honest, I'd forget my own head if it wasn't attached with Rick Rack. Cheery byes.
She's a character, isn't she, sir?
She is, yes. Now, help me move this Punch and Judy booth. If there's no chance now of finding out who's behind all this, at least we can find out what they've buried here.
Well, here it is, sir.